USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. targeting the Islamic State in Afghanistan, blowing up a vehicle carrying multiple suicide bombers before they could attack the ongoing military evacuation of Kabul's airport. President Biden had said Saturday another attack was highly likely after the U.S. carried out a drone strike elsewhere in the country on Saturday, killing two ISIS fighters.
They lost a planner and they lost a facilitator and they've got one wounded.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
Two of these individuals are no longer walking on the face of the earth. That's a good thing. It's a good thing for the people of Afghanistan. It's a good thing for our troops and our forces at that airfield.
Our other top story, Hurricane Ida, now approaching Category 5 strength. Streets in parts of New Orleans have already started to flood, and parts of the Grand Isle appear to be completely inundated by storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
President Biden today honored members of the military who were killed in the suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan last week. President and his wife met with families of the service members killed in the attack at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. They watched as flag-draped cases carrying the remains of 11 service members were loaded into vans. The remains of the final two service members killed in that attack will be transferred in a private event. Meanwhile, evacuation efforts continue at the Kabul airport. France and Britain plan to take emergency action to establish a safe zone.
France and the United Kingdom will propose the creation of a safe zone under UN control in Kabul to protect those trying to flee the country. French President Emmanuel Macron told a French newspaper on Saturday that the countries would make that proposal at an emergency UN meeting on Monday, where the ambassadors from the US, Russia, China, France, and Britain will meet to discuss the humanitarian and security situation in Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
In one of Yemen's deadliest attacks in the country's civil war in recent years, a missile and drone attack killed at least 30 troops. It targeted a key military base, 65 people wounded. The casualty toll could rise as rescue teams clear the site. At least three explosions took place at the airbase, which is held by the internationally recognized government. No one yet has claimed responsibility for the attack. A new threat is emerging on the southern border.
Since the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan, national security experts have warned that ISIS and Al-Qaeda terrorists released from Afghan prisons by the Taliban could try to take advantage of the humanitarian crisis on the southern border and sneak into the U.S. Border Patrol and Customs and Border Protection agents are reportedly focusing extra attention on looking for suspected terrorists among the people trying to illegally cross into the country. Former acting ICE Director Tom Holman says that the U.S. has never been more vulnerable to terrorism and tells Fox News that it's because of the situation at the southern border.
I've been saying for 2 years that this border, when it's vulnerable, it's just not vulnerable to illegal immigration. It's vulnerable to public safety threats because criminals come across. It's vulnerable to public health threats because they're releasing COVID cases. But I said from day one, it's a national security issue. Border Patrol's already arrested 17 nationals from Afghanistan this year. And look, if you look at special interest aliens, those on terror watch list, they've already arrested five.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.